920 WGN on the road with Dane live here in the Skyline Studio, high atop Chicago, not quite at flight level, right? But still very high, higher than we were when we used to be at street level on Michigan Avenue. And excited. The entire city is excited. The country's excited, right? And I'm sure he's excited too. The Air and Water Show is happening with, you've got so many great examples of aviation that are happening, and so many people just really looking forward to it and enjoying all of that action in the sky. And this is something that hasn't happened in 11 years as far as the Royal Air Force's Red Arrows being in the United States. And Chicago is the first stop on it. Excited to have squad leader Adam Collins on with us. Adam, welcome to WGN.
Hi, good afternoon. It's great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. You know, there's so much excitement built around the Air and Water Show. There always is, and you guys have added it and I think taken it to another level with being a part of it here in Chicago this year.
Yeah, as you said, this is the first of our U.S. shows. So we've traveled from the U.K. Our jets are quite small. We can't air to air refuel, so we had to hop all the way from the U.K. through Iceland, Greenland, and Canada. But we've made it to Chicago for our first stop in the U.S., and what a fantastic show to display at. The weather wasn't too kind to us, but we did a good display for the crowd and made the best of the conditions that we had today.
You guys have done things all over the world. You're one of the premier aerobatic jet teams that are out there in 65 countries. So when it comes to Chicago, and what is it as far as kind of the thought process? Because you see them going through in between buildings and over, whether it's the sports stadiums or Wrigley Field or, you know, any of the other places that are around here. Is there kind of a different dynamic, or do you guys have to get together when you're right around a big city with so many tall buildings?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are bound by safety restrictions and regulations, both from the U.S. perspective and from the U.K. So we've had a challenge making sure that we're conforming to both sets of regulations. And our aim really is to put on a very entertaining, very dynamic, memorable show. But above all, it has to be safe. So people will see close passes, they'll see dynamic maneuvers, but it's all very well thought out, very well practiced and designed such that the spectacle is there, but we're keeping both the pilots and the aircraft safe, but more importantly, the people on the ground.
Yeah, and you think about this, so many visuals up there, and it's great to see it. We've got the, you know, Blue Angels and the Golden Knights and, you know, the Thunderbirds, and they all do it. But I've got to say, and this is, you know, I don't know if I'm stepping out of bounds here on the home team side, but the jets that you guys have are so striking. They're beautiful, and I think that really, we've seen some of the pictures. We'll have some at WGNradio.com, but they just look awesome.
Yeah, the Hawk is a classic design. It's a British design from the late 70s. The jets that we fly are actually the original ones that we did fighter pilot training on back in the early 80s. They've not been modified too much. We have a smoke system, obviously, and they're painted bright red. But actually, the new jets that we use at home for pilot training are much more advanced version of the Hawk with a glass cockpit. But for our needs, it's nimble, it's agile. We, of course, can put down red, white, and blue smoke, which gives us the edge in some ways on display flying because we can create those dynamic colors. But it's a wonderful aircraft to fly.
Well, I know the reception has been great. People are excited about it. Sorry we couldn't be there. There was we could have, you and I could have been in a reception at the British consulate to kind of highlight it, and our friends at Hendrix are over there serving up some of the cocktails. And so let's talk a little bit about it from kind of that international relations side. That's part of what it is that you're doing. There's a lot of entertainment, but I think it's one of those things that kind of brings people together too. Do you get questions like that, whether it's from interviews or just it extends beyond just the entertainment side? It really is international relations.
Yeah, absolutely. And sorry, the Blue Angels are displaying behind me, which is the noise you can hear. But yes. Yeah, absolutely. The whole basis of the tour really is developing international relations. So we're here really on behalf of the Department for International Trade from the UK. And as we go around the country, we're going to these great shows, these big events, but we're also conducting flypasts over landmarks, over notable locations around North America. But most importantly, we're engaging with people on the ground. So you mentioned the consulate and engaging at that level, but we're engaging all the way down to school children, students, encouraging people to follow their dreams. We're hopefully trying to inspire people with our flying and with our engagement on the ground, and really promoting interest in the STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering, and maths, but also with that British slant on it. So encouraging people to invest to visit, and be educated in Great Britain.
See, that's a lot of responsibility. Let the listeners know we're talking with Squadron Leader Adam Collins for the Royal Air Force's Red Arrows. That's a lot to put on your shoulders because you have so much to do, kind of paying attention, keeping the, you know, your hands at 10 and 2, flying safely, but then to have kind of the, you know, all of these goals internationally kind of built into it, I think is a lot of weight. And of course, you guys are up to it as well. And I hope people are going to enjoy the shows today and tomorrow. It's a 20-minute show. Let the listeners know what they're going to see you guys do when they look up in the sky.
Yeah, so our show, it's about 22 minutes long. We're making it a little longer here. In some shows, we're putting an extra flyby on the end, so around 25 minutes. But really, it's showcasing the excellence of the training and the teamwork in the Royal Air Force and in Great Britain as a whole. So the show really is in two halves. The first half is all nine aircraft in very graceful, large formation aerobatic shapes across the sky, predominantly with white smoke, but using some of the red and blue as well. And then the second half is where we step it up a gear. We split the formation down into two sections, and we've got the dynamic crossing maneuvers, the opposition passes. And it's really as one section goes off stage left, the next section comes on. So there's always something for the crowd to look at. And that's one of the reasons we don't use music in our display. So I know a lot of people asking why we don't use the music. But because the show is so action-packed and rapid-fire, we don't believe it needs it. We're just there to showcase the performance of the aircraft and the skill of the pilots.
Oh, it's great. People are enjoying it, and we talk about great road trips, family road trips all the time, and these are the kind of things that people get in the car, and they go and see. Chicago is the first stop for it, but let the listeners know before we let you go where else they can see you around the country.
So the list is endless. We're going to be in New York, Atlantic City. We're going to be going across various places in the UK, in the US, St. Louis. We'll be in Portland, Oregon, Miramar in San Diego, and then ending up at Huntington Beach is our last show. But it's important to remember this road trip we're doing, this trip across the States, we have 108 people here. So there's 11 pilots, 9 of whom fly in the display, but then we've got nearly 100 support personnel, engineers, administration, logisticians, and everything in between. So it's important to remember it is a real team effort.
Wow, it's a great undertaking, and I know that you're enjoying seeing the country just as much as everybody's enjoying watching what it is that you guys do. We'll have a link up, but if you have, do you have like a website or a place where people can go social media-wise to keep up with the adventures as you kind of go on with the tour?
Absolutely. So if you go on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or just look up RAF Red Arrows online, you'll get to our website, you'll get to our Twitter feed, and we're using the Twitter extensively to put photos on there. So any of the just get it on the search engine, get in there, and you'll see all the photos. I fly with the team photographer in my back seat when I'm flying, so we're trying to bring you some spectacular views over these landmarks in some vantage points that you wouldn't normally see them from.
Oh, it's awesome. Squad Leader Adam Collins, he is with the Royal Air Force's Red Arrows. They are here today and tomorrow and across the country, it looks like, the rest of the summer. Thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for coming to Chicago. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
That's a pleasure. We've been made to feel really welcome, so it's an absolute pleasure to be here.
All right. Enjoy. All right. Thank you, sir. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come, you got great jets that are flying overhead all over the place here in Chicago. Then you got great cars that are parked along the streets in Westmont, right? It's full scope, 360. We're going to talk with Larry McIntyre from Westmont for their cruise nights. When we come back, quick break, on the road with Dane, 720 WGN.